Used to harvest whitefish on Lake Michigan, the trap nets off the two rivers, Manitowoc and Sheboygan Harbors, have long been the contentious issue with sport fishermen. It came to a head in June off Sheboygan when a sports fishing boat became entangled in a commercial trap net and capsized. One man drowned, two others were rescued by the Coast Guard. Chuck Weyer is with the Wisconsin Federation of Great Lakes Sports Fishing Clubs.
When the trap nets were set in those vicinities of heavy sport fishing, it was obvious that this was going to happen. And if nothing is done, it will, unfortunately, if nothing is done, it will happen again.
Weyer's group, among those that have petitioned the Natural Resources Board to restrict placement of the nets, Bill Horns with the DNR, isn't sure that there's a solution that will make everybody happy.
It's a very serious situation. There are very strong feelings on both sides. But it's such an old, long-standing debate that if we knew a way to make everybody happy, I think it would have come up before now.
Horns says the whitefish represents the bedrock of the commercial fishery in Lake Michigan. Most of the harvest takes place off of Door County, but there are about a half dozen commercial licenses in the Manitowoc and Sheboygan areas. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.